Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So, like Shiv Charan delayed his hey guys, we delayed our episode this time and we apologize for that. And it's because of someone like so indirect ways. Let's park the bus. How are the celebrations going on?
Yes, I think I am really happy with the fixture. I mean, what happened? Because we, I think, tactically outclassed them because it was more of a team performance. And I think, you know, Zidane would have probably got his tactics wrong against us. So, yeah, it is a very good match. And I mean, the fact that their front three was not amazingly visible for the entire amount of the match, I think would, like, because of Kante. I would say it would be because of Kante, because he did a wonderful job maintaining.
Kante credited Roman Abramovich here because he sold Hazard to Real Madrid.
No, actually, played well. I'm not going, I'll not be biased here. Yeah.
What? Bro, I'm not even joking. This Hazard.
See,
I used to think people are saying him like exaggerating by saying Hazard is the most overrated player of all time. Now I believe them after seeing this game.
See, my point here is do not immediately compare him with the few Chelsea seasons. He's come back after so many days and this is second match in about what 300 days or something. This is his second match, and I felt for that, for the ball given to him, he was fouled a little by Chelsea players. He did here and there, you know, he showed his skills and all, but otherwise I felt that he played really well.
He was doing something. I didn't get it what he was doing. Plus, it was Zidane who got his tactics wrong.
I mean, the front three was as a group itself were not doing very well because the ball could not pass the ball from the midfield to the front three because of this one guy who's running around the entire pitch. So yes, I think N'Golo Kante was a very very important factor for us, and I think you know, the we created a team perform more than a singular, you know, like, you know, single player overperforming and something like that. Because in the first leg of the Champions League, I think in Madrid it was like pretty much only Modric and Benzema showing off who they are. I didn't really see a real class from the other players. But in the second leg, I felt that there was a team defense itself. And I don't know who, but after the match, I think Casemiro or someone was asked by the referee after the first leg that, you know, are you going to lose sleep over some players in Chelsea? And he told, I'm not a kind of player who loses sleep over anyone. We will play however we play, and I think we will walk away with the win. And he was confident about it. And after this match,
I'll tell you what he said. Yeah, you go on.
No, so why I
saw
why
that interview also because
why I referred this fact was because after post match, when we beat Real Madrid, Mason Mount was interviewed, and Mason Mount himself brought up this topic of saying, you know, he told Vince, I heard someone in the other camp saying that he doesn't lose sleep over players, but I think he has to lose sleep over this team. Because we are a team and not an individual individual player. So I think that is what exactly won us the match. There was a team. We played as a team and they did not play really well as a team. So yeah, what you were saying?
So let me just get started by saying Roman Abramovich did a great job by sacking Frank Lampard.
Okay.
Because it requires balls to sack your club legend.
Yes.
And it wasn't like what is Arteta, what is happening with Arteta right now. Like, Arteta isn't an Arsenal club legend, but I don't know why he's still in the job. But that is a different part. Or Mourinho, last day at Spurs, like, he wasn't, like, things weren't going well. And for Lampard also, it started to look like he had no idea, and Roman sacked him that point of time itself. And brought in a manager who had idea, who knew the players, who knew some players, not all of them obviously, and worked with them properly.
Understand.
And brought in some good talent. And the, like, I would like to say the difference between Chelsea and Real Madrid in this game was Chelsea had that young blood, like those players who will run for their lives.
Yeah.
While Real Madrid had, it was clearly visible that who is older and who is younger. Like, you look at Mount, look at Werner, even Werner played well in this game.
Yes.
So these players are younger, they have more hunger and all. But Real Madrid, it wasn't like they had hunger. Plus, I did not get the Zidane, like,
Champions League
to start. And he played, I guess, Vinicius Jr. as a wing back. So what was the, like, first leg, if you remember, first leg, first half, Vinicius Jr. was the one who was giving you a little bit of trouble by against Azpilicueta.
Yes.
In this game, he changed his position itself, and he was nowhere visible, Vinicius Jr. I don't know why he was played as a wing back and then putting Hazard in front. Like, it was Hazard. Like, after this match, I was like, Chelsea robbed 120 million from Real Madrid.
Actually, since Hazard won the first season, 23 million, so 143 million.
So imagine, like, it is a complete robbery. Like, I used to think Felipe Coutinho was the worst transfer ever, and Hazard proved me wrong. Like, and I guess the missing piece, like, we all saw that there are some missing pieces in this Real Madrid, and these pieces are Mbappe and Haaland. Like,
yeah. And I also feel that, you know, you know, so actually one person who stood out from Real Madrid was Sergio Ramos, because he delivered one cracking performance. Because
I expected him to be more, giving more, but I felt that Kai Havertz did a job by, like, just, he was there in the game, I felt, for just Ramos.
Yes, exactly.
Winning aerial duels and then giving through balls to Mount and Werner, it was an amazing team performance, and it just showed that Real Madrid needs to invest. Like, they must be missing Ashraf Hakimi. Like, why they sold Ashraf Hakimi in that game?
Yes, totally.
So yeah, from that to PSG versus Man City, what's your take on that game?
I think very clearly, even though, you know, we delayed this podcast, but I remember very clearly we were talking about the Champions League predictions, and yes, I did predict Real Madrid to qualify, but I told one more thing. I told Man City are scoring, if they score the first goal, their match is ending 2-0, cruising victory. And that is exactly what happened, because more than a team, I think the manager differential is shown, because that is what Pep Guardiola can do to you. Like, he can show, he can show real tactics. He can bring in tactics which no one can counter. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, the competition is not easy. And it was Pochettino for him. He has played against Pochettino for at least 10 times. So I think he did pretty well knowing Pochettino, and the main fact that Mbappe did not start the match was a little surprising for me.
He was injured, and when he came, I guess, like, he was injured as much as, like, he just did one day recover training, big rehab,
yes.
And he came back to Manchester. So I feel like Man City were lucky. And even in Dortmund, like, I felt like they were a little bit of luck, like they had a little bit of luck. And in this leg, even this leg, Mbappe did not start. Your PSG were also lucky, like Lewandowski didn't start, but Mbappe not starting for PSG versus Lewandowski not starting for Bayern Munich, there is a difference. Like Bayern Munich, anyone can come and score.
Yes.
But for PSG, it's Mbappe and Neymar only.
Mm.
And Neymar, you might have seen Neymar doing some stuff, and plus it was PSG who themselves lost, I feel. Like,
yeah.
Did you look at the attitude of the players? I was thinking, how can a manager go in that dressing room and tell, like, all the players were doing unnecessary fouls, unnecessary fights.
Yes.
Like, everyone lost their minds from PSG, and I don't know, like, people
I felt the same, because I felt PSG a little confident for some. I mean, confidence isn't bad, but when
they are 11 very good footballers, but 11 idiotic minds. I've seen a lot of Pochettino in the dressing rooms and stuff. I don't know how will he handle these kind of players. I don't know how did Tuchel handle these kind of players. Like, everyone is like God in himself. Everyone thinks that he's the best player.
Yeah.
In this game, referee was like, I didn't get what the referee was thinking. Like, how did Fernandinho came out of the match without a single card? I hated him. Okay. I personally hated him so much. Like, why is he not giving him a card? Like, seriously, I'm not a PSG supporter. I have no feelings for PSG. And I personally, like, people might say that you are a Spurs supporter, so you will want PSG to win because of Pochettino. But I personally, like, I'm revealing it for the first time. I personally wanted Real Madrid to win because it will make no statements. But now if any one of the clubs wins, it will make a statement that money can buy this, money can buy that. And personally, still now, I will support Chelsea, and I know if I support Chelsea, Chelsea will lose. So I'm scared that team to support. I want personally Chelsea to win, because if Man City wins this, then it's a project over for them.
Yes, agreed.
What do you make of the finals? Are you excited? I'm very excited myself.
Yes,
because of
obviously. I mean, you wouldn't understand the amount of excitement I am in, because I cannot sleep properly every day because I'm so excited that we made it through, competition. We are in the finals right now, and like the fact, like this may be a little offensive, but trust me, there's nothing offensive. No offense to anyone. I'm just happy because we beat three Spanish clubs and came here. And
you beat Barcelona?
No, Sevilla.
Sevilla, yes.
Yeah. So, we beat three out of the four Spanish clubs to reach this stage of the competition. And for some reason, that gives me a slight happiness inside. And I'm not going to be overconfident saying we beat City, but because you never know what would happen, because, you know...
No, it's a day. Like, it's a day type thing. Like, you
exactly.
On your day, you can do anything.
Exactly. And, you know, Pep Guardiola will bring up some new thing, and obviously his players will be in the top
and mentality. that is exactly what I guess will favor Chelsea if Tuchel sticks to the basics, what he did against Madrid. There is no problem. Pep can bring anything. Like, Pep overthinks in these kind of situations, and that's why City never won a Champions League. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, but the fact that he did not overthink PSG, I think, is something
PSG,
to be feared of.
I told you, right? Like, PSG did themselves, like, harm themselves. Like, I was surprised how one PSG player only had a red card. Like, that game should have had, like, 10, 12. I don't know. Everyone should have got red card from me. You saw Di Maria. What are you trying to do?
Yeah.
And then
unnecessary.
Has to come, manager has to come and separate and tell him that you go, please. Otherwise, we are already on a brink of getting eliminated. You go, or at least it will save us some time. Man City were playing mind games. As simple as that.
Uh,
I think it's
probably Pep Guardiola would not have told his players, you know, play mind games, because I think Man City did not do any special thing to frustrate PSG from the beginning. And when Man City triggered something, I don't think it.
Are you also like, if have you seen All or Nothing Tottenham?
No.
In that, I will request you to see, go and see Mourinho versus Pep, that Man City game where we won 2-0.
Okay.
Like, we were not winning before that, and suddenly one game Man City comes and we win against them, and it was a big thing for us because it saved our season and all. So in that game, just look at what Mourinho says at first half.
Okay.
He explains how Man City plays mind games.
Okay.
He like, it is all about Mourinho in that documentary, but just go and look, like, he explains why, like, how Sterling and all plays mind games. So yeah, I guess we should
coming back to the finals.
I guess we should move from So what else? What are your expectations now? Now are you backing Chelsea to win?
You really think I could back? I would want to back Chelsea, but again, something in me still feels off, because I don't think, I clearly think this is Pep Guardiola's season, because he's been dominating, and you know, Pep is Pep.
It's not complete domination like how Liverpool did last season or Man City before that. It's his defense. Like,
it's a champion.
Guy,
yeah.
It's Ruben Dias. Domination.
Yes, exactly what I was going to say. So on
Ruben Dias,
on normal days itself, Ruben Dias can actually wreck people's forwards, and in a Champions League final, the concentration he would have will be immense, and I'm very sure to beat Man.
Semi-final, we beat them on Saturday,
and
that was also, I don't know how we won the match. Honestly, I don't know, because I thought we drew the match,
and we somehow won the match, and like you said, maybe, I don't know, mind games. I'm not
sure. It was second half performance by Chelsea, and some statement performance, I will say. Like, Tuchel showed that Chelsea are not to be taken lightly. And
yes,
one more thing I would like to add. Next season, I don't know what happens in transfer market, but if these teams, like these teams remain intact and all, I'm backing Chelsea to win Premier League also.
I mean,
team better than you right now in Premier League. Now don't come and say that yesterday Arsenal beat you 1-0.
I mean, that is a, see, the thing is, we'll talk about yesterday's match a little later. Coming back to the Champions League final, I will want Chelsea to win, but I'm clearly telling you again what I told in the PSG match. If Man City scores the first goal, it is a 2-0 victory for Man City, and they take away the trophy.
It depends on what happens at halftime and
yes,
all.
Yes, let's see.
But yeah, and losing Champions League final, if Man City loses this Champions League final, I'm telling you, Pep's reign is almost over. No, hear me out. Like, I'm over-exaggerating. I said that last season, when I said that Sheffield United will get relegated, people were laughing at me. Because when you lose a Champions League final and you have won everything, the mentality of the players, imagine Sergio Aguero after 10 years at a club, he finally gets to the point where the club had a vision to reach for so long. All players, KDB, he's trying for how many years? 5 years?
Yes.
Trying for many years, and at that point, and he loses. Like, it is as same as Pochettino winning at 4 years first. He didn't win it, and now you see what happened with him and the team. Like, it's as same as, let's say, Barcelona right now. Barcelona in past 3-4 matches have lost the confidence because of what has happened to them in past. Otherwise, you think Barcelona, this Barcelona can't go and press Atletico Madrid. So yeah, that's why I want Chelsea to win. But I'm sure that if Chelsea wins this game, Chelsea will win Premier League next season. I'm not sure about UCL next season, but Premier League is yours next season. Anyways, moving forward. So let's talk about Serie A. And before we start talking about Serie A, European Super League, Serie A made a statement out of Juventus on about European Super League. Did you see that?
Yes, I think I saw the statement. Was it about the fact that, you know, Juventus would be taken away from Serie A if they do not pull out a Super League immediately?
It was.
I mean, bold statement. Because
do you think it can happen?
Yes, why not?
In Serie A, there are other big clubs. We can say that Inter are big. Like, Inter has history of being a big club.
Yes.
Now, slowly, Atlanta is on a rise. Roma will become like one more followed club.
Napoli.
AC Milan are on a rise. Napoli are doing not that great, but they will come back. They're Napoli. Like, they are doing great, but not like as in what they were 2-3 seasons back. They used to challenge for every title.
But they are in the top 4 battle right now, so it's right now.
And Juventus are struggling to get into top 4 itself.
Yes. So, I mean,
see, I understand Juventus is the biggest source of income for Serie A, and right now, if Ronaldo leaves Juventus, I'm not sure people would even consider watching Serie A. No offense to Serie A, other clubs, but
I think Serie A has like Serie A clubs have done smart business. Like Inter Milan, they have taken all Premier League rejects from all the respective clubs. Like, won't you watch Inter Milan for, let's say, your ex-guy? Not ex-guy, meaning like no offense to you, but won't you watch? You're getting the point, right? Like, won't you watch Inter Milan for, let's say, Ashley Young? He's not your ex-guy, but yeah, he is from Chelsea also, right?
From the beginning itself, I've actually been a big supporter of Inter Milan, and not Inter Milan, but Antonio Conte, because I do not know if I would have loved Inter Milan from the beginning. Antonio Conte holds a special place in my heart, and he's proven why he's a great manager. And yes, Serie A clubs are coming to the rise, and taking away Juventus from them, yes, will be a major hit for business. For that fact of, you know, taking away Juventus just because they joined the European Super League, fans would gather to watch them, because fans would show their support. You know, why, you know, what happens to Juventus fans then? You know, they don't, they are stuck.
I was reading that in 2005 also Juventus got relegated due to some breaching.
Oh, okay.
And then they got promotion. They earned promotion, obviously, but they got promoted.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
So, Juventus has had an history, and Serie A can do this, because although Juventus are a huge club, but there are other clubs who can make it over. But I would love to see what La Liga does. Because taking Real Madrid and Barcelona from La Liga will kill La Liga.
Yeah.
These are the two biggest clubs in the world.
Yes.
Arguably, Man U fans will start they are also big, but these are one of the two biggest clubs in the world.
And
La Liga without Barcelona, Real Madrid, even UCL without Barcelona, Real Madrid is not
empty.
It will look empty, because that white shirt, that blue and red striped shirt, and this. I'm not sure if whether they'll qualify for next season's UCL also. It's a project that has backfired for them. Like, I was doing research on Juventus. So in past 10 years, every season, bought some superstar from somewhere.
Hmm.
Okay.
And like two seasons before, they bought in Matthijs de Ligt, then Cristiano before that, then this season they bought in Arthur before that. Like, they have bought in superstars to make this team a squad.
Yes.
But it is backfiring, properly backfiring.
Because I would say because of the inexperienced manager.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. And also they are showing, like, what Arsenal is showing to Arteta. Like, you do anything, we are with you.
Mm.
Like, Chelsea did a right thing is what I feel like. We have discussed that should club legends. If you remember, we have discussed that should club legends be a club manager also.
And yes.
I was the one who was like, no, because if you're a good manager is a different and a club legend, good player is a different.
Yes.
You can be a good player at some point, like you have to have like on positions you can be there where you can score a goal or maybe make a save. But being a good manager requires a lot of team planning and all.
I agree.
But look at this attack. Who will, I guess, Allegri will come back to Juve?
I feel yes, he should come back to Juve because he perfectly fit Juve's. Juve's, you know, mentality, serious mentality, and be dominating for 9 years or 8 years. 8 years continuously is not something any club can do because it is not an easy feat. And yes, they are looking for Champions League, but I think a Champions League qualification is more important for them.
Right now, yes.
Yes.
Like this club's project was to go and win Champions League, but
and I am very sure that if they go for the Europa League, Ronaldo isn't staying, because why would Ronaldo want to spend his last?
Go on, sorry.
No, why would a player like Ronaldo's caliber want to spend his last 2-3 years in the Europa League? He would want to play in the Champions League.
Now, can I say something that might excite you?
What?
Man United fans are continuously poking their owner Glazers out.
Mm.
I've heard that Glazers will give a lot of budget to Ole Gunnar. And I guess Ed Woodward resigned, but I don't know whether he'll be the in charge of all this transfers. But he'll give good budget because of what is being going on.
Mm.
Cristiano Ronaldo, if he becomes available, can we see a front three of Cavani, Ronaldo and Rashford?
I think yes. I mean,
count Martial because Martial is Martial only.
No, the thing is, I would be really excited because I would want the best players in the world.
Come on one condition, if Messi comes and joins the blue part of Manchester.
Yes, see, the thing is, I will, as a football fan, I would be really excited and I would be really happy if that would happen, because I trust me, I'll be really happy if Messi comes to City and Ronaldo comes to United, because I don't care about the fact that it will become really, really difficult, but I would love that for that to happen. But the only thing I would want to happen is Man City. Then, okay, worst case scenarios. I'm all stating the worst case scenarios. Man City should sack Pep after the Champions League final, even after he loses. Suppose he loses. And after he gets sacked, Messi should come.
No, that will never happen.
I want some other manager to manage Messi. I do not want Pep Guardiola to manage Messi in a Premier League, because simply only they are dominating and winning. They have already lifted the title yesterday. And
statement, will you agree?
Premier League or Farmers League now?
No.
Why no? Because a club won three out of past four times. This is as same as, let's say, this French League one, which we call proper Farmers League.
Yeah. The thing is that that is a Farmers League because See, Man City had the team and are I wouldn't say that they are a team which is undefeatable and all, because look at Man City right now. They are in the Champions League final. Okay. PSG for the first time in so many years came to the Champions League final last year.
Man okay. City also came to the Champions League final for the first time.
Yeah. See, I mean, I am telling they have recent success. PSG have been winning for a long, long amount of time. I'm telling the recent success of Man City is very clearly shown in other competitions also.
Same with PSG, I feel like 2012, I guess they were bought and then PSG went on a rise. They are very fresh club, Man City. They were founded in 1975. No, sorry, PSG. Huh.
See, the all I'm saying here is that yes, three out of four seasons, you know, what is this? Man City have won. But, like, what do you call Man U in the 2001 to 2010, okay, 2001 to, or 2000 something, okay, they missed out on only two league titles.
Yeah, so that was okay. That is a clear Farmers League
That is what I would actually deny here, because yes, one team kept winning the competition again and again and again and again, but this is the first time in the Premier League. Like, you know, like last two seasons were the first time in the Premier League where the champion was crowned 3-4 matches before the Premier League actually ended.
So how is that?
Because that is that, I'm telling that is the amount of
competition. Inter Milan are crowned as champions two games before the season is about to end. PSG's league is not even decided. Like League One
for the first time, for the first time in the last 10 years.
La Liga, no one wants to win La Liga because everyone is doing something. Okay.
See, I'm saying Premier League for the last 2 years, only for the last 2 years from the starting of existence, has been decided so early. It was always the last second match or the last one match which used to decide who wins the title.
But still, if a same team is winning again and again, like you see Bayern Munich every season, right? Bayern Munich, last season I remember clearly when till they sacked their manager before Hansi Flick came in, they were on fourth. What was the end product? They won a sector. This season itself, on the starting, it was the one who was on top. What is the end product? Bayern Munich wins the title. Next season also same story might happen, or Bayern Munich might dominate from the minute one. Who knows? But end of the season, end product of the season, Bayern Munich wins the title.
Yes.
And that is one of the reasons I feel like Bayern Munich did not sign for this ESL, because they did not want to lose their German domination that they have.
Yes, and also the fact that you know, they have the fan table. 51-49. They couldn't have signed.
No, but like regardless, if this was all billionaire stuff, right? Like Real Madrid and Barcelona are still in it because these two clubs know that without like them, La Liga can't work.
Yes, correct.
And they have huge debts on them, so they have to somehow get more money. And in order to get more money, they have to push La Liga to give them more money.
Fact.
This is something I feel like.
See, I think you may call me biased and all, but I will never accept that Premier League is a Farmers League right now. See, like there are a lot of clubs like who are winning randomly, because Leicester won it 3 years ago, or 4 years ago. I'm sorry, Leicester won it 4 years ago.
Yeah.
2017, Leicester.
Then after and Leicester, Chelsea won.
Those are the stories which can
never happen in any league in the world.
No, it can happen. Like,
all I'm saying is, when was the last time
a very, very new club, you know, which was never in the top four battle, won the league?
These things have happened in the past, like Mourinho's Porto was one of those.
In the Champions League.
That respective league also.
See, Porto is already a top team in there because Porto gets Champions League qualification.
They were struggling to get in top four also. Like, they were a fifth ranked club, if I'm not wrong.
No, I think I've always seen Porto in the Champions League. You know, they exist. No, but where, like, they exist?
It's like...
exists, correct?
But when Mourinho came in, it was like a sleeping giant. Like, you know, what was AC Milan 2 years back?
Yes.
Like, we all know AC Milan, but they were nowhere to be seen.
Yes.
So, like that.
I get it. But, I'm... So, if AC Milan wins the Serie A, you wouldn't be surprised, right? Meaning, yes, you would be surprised. But, you, what would you tell? You will tell back to their glory days. But, I'm saying, in the Premier League, like, see, I will tell... One more thing why I think Premier League is not a farmers league is because each of the 20 teams, probably, you know, you can say 17 teams, forget the last three, each of the 17 teams are a very difficult competition to play against. I feel any, like, top team in the world can be upset by one of the top 17 teams in the Premier League. Leeds United can upset Inter Milan today. I feel that, like, you may call me biased, you may call me retarded, but I will strongly say that Leeds United can outclass Inter Milan today.
No, I don't agree with you here, because if Leeds United were to outclass Real Madrid,
Inter Milan,
then Leeds United will be there in European competition.
Yeah. See, the thing is,
like, you have to first of all beat the teams.
You have to first of all beat your respective league teams in order to climb up.
Yeah, I'm
if
saying
you're not
that,
in
like,
football and Premier League, then yeah.
I'm saying the Premier League teams are that. That's what I'm saying here.
I don't
because
know.
Leeds,
like, this season, we can say this
Leeds
season,
to beat
Manchester. Which Premier League?
Mm-hmm.
In European competitions, I guess Manu was the team which reached the highest point. That was the semi-final where they lost Inter Milan, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
Sevilla, sorry, they lost to Sevilla. Manchester United lost to Sevilla. That okay, all English final this time, also all English final, but last season, all these teams to be seen. And then, so yeah. It's a never-ending debate.
Exactly. Exactly.
In one word, can you say who will win La Liga now?
I'll stick with Atletico Madrid.
After yesterday, watching until yesterday, I was sure that my Barcelona has an outside chance, but now I'm sure that Barcelona won't finish in top two also.
Yeah, that is for sure, for a fact, because I'm very sure it's Atletico Madrid or Real Madrid.
Yeah, one of the Madrid clubs is winning. And
yes.
I guess Atletico needs to win one more game.
Yes, exactly. And because Atletico won.
Yeah, Atletico won yesterday. And if Real Madrid loses their game, then Atletico just need a one draw. Just need a draw.
Yes.
So, I guess they can manage a draw, please. Against Valladolid and Osasuna.
Yes.
Who are like, one of them is a mid-table club and Valladolid is like fighting for relegation. So you never know.
I mean, I think now too, anything can happen, because, you know, if Real Madrid decides to lose this match, then Barcelona are 4 points away from the top. Okay. And just a draw isn't enough for Atletico Madrid in the next match. For the next two matches, they have to get at least one win to secure them.
Yeah, they need a win, at least one more win. But if Real Madrid loses their next game, then it will be a more easier task for Atletico to do.
Yes. No, if Real Madrid wins the next game, then Atletico has to win two games. Or even, I think...
if Real Madrid, they have to get 4 points, like they are on 2 points lead, and let me see the difference.
No, in La Liga it's head to head, not goal difference.
Oh, so who won the head to head game?
I don't know. I honestly do not know.
But head to head in terms of what?
Like in La Liga. In La Liga.
Like, so like Real Madrid has won.
Both
Atletico needs to win two.
Yes. Exactly.
Wow. Interesting times coming.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, and PSG, even PSG's league is so interesting.
Actually, yes.
Like
they had to go in penalties.
Like coup de France.
Yeah, and it was never Yeah. Correct. And the team is Monta Caterpillar. I don't know what was his name. Monta Caterpillar.
Yes.
No disrespect.
Monta Caterpillar.
I don't.
Yeah.
So PSG are struggling hard time.
Yes.
And I'm not sure that they might even win this thing like La Liga. League One. And
if they do not win it,
now Lille has to
watch it. Will be sad.
I don't think so because I don't think so in 6 months they'll at least give him one transfer window to buy him. I don't know.
Okay.
But if they sack him also, who will come in?
I don't know. Actually, don't know. Who is free also,
good
I don't
know. No, there are no good managers available right now. You have to steal someone from somewhere.
Actually, yes. True.
And looking at I feel like even Pep might, like, I guess Pep, if they offer some big transfer fees and they
Messi.
Might like sue in Pep.
And Messi.
Yeah, Messi and Pep. Yeah, like promise him Messi, we'll give you Messi in 1 year, then get Pep. That can be a thing. Who knows?
Yes. True.
And then if Pep comes in, then Mbappe will stay. For sure.
Definitely. Neymar is already signed.
Yeah. I guess instead of spending 200 million on next player, they should spend 200 million, 20 million on a good manager.
True.
Better.
True,
like a manager who can handle all those egos rather than a manager who can say something but out and out, like what can he do? It's like
exactly.
That only.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess with that coming to Premier League, so yeah, Europa League semi-finals, United won 2-0 through 3-2. And Roma won 3-2, I'm sorry, Roma won 3-2. And,
yes.
Arsenal lost, like drew but lost.
Good evening goes into the finals again.
So, it's Unai Emery League.
Yes, exactly. UEL.
So, are you Arteta in or Arteta?
I think, honestly telling, I as a Arsenal fan, I mean, if you talk in Arsenal fan's shoes, I would say Arteta out. But as a Chelsea fan, I would say Arteta in. Even though we lost yesterday against the same manager, I feel we gave them that goal. I don't think Arteta made a lot more chances after that because they parked their bus.
Yeah.
And I think even if we had not given them that goal, I don't know if they would have scored. Okay. Honestly.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Yes, we lost the match. I agree. But then we somehow managed to win against other teams. Okay, and that is where Arsenal is lacking this season. They do not win it with small teams either. They somehow lose it with random teams and stay in their 9th position or 8th position. And not getting a Euro, like this season, it's already confirmed that they are not getting their Europa League qualification.
I don't know, like you can't say.
It's already confirmed.
No, it's not decided. If Liverpool and Spurs and West Ham, all of them loses their next all the games and Arsenal wins, then they can. Yeah. Hello, bro. Bro, your voice is not audible. Hello.
Hello.
Now okay, yes. Yeah. Yes. Go on. Hello? Now again gone. Hello.
Bro, can
I can't hear you.
I don't know, I'm getting very bad connection suddenly. Is it okay right now?
Yeah, now okay.
Yeah, I switched places. So, as an Arsenal fan, I think, like everyone, I would say Arteta out, because I don't think, I don't know, because he has received...
let Arteta go to some... In this respect, any club, but let Arteta go to some...
Championship
other
club.
League or other club.
Championship club.
Championship club, like Lampard, I've heard that he's strong contender to replace Roy Hodgson in Crystal Palace.
Yes.
So some job like that, like Brighton, I guess they have a very good manager, but I don't know why. When will they sign a good goal scorer?
No, correct.
Most of the clubs are sorted, but some club like that who are mid.
No, honestly telling, I think Sheffield United can sack their manager and take Arteta. I'm not even kidding here.
They have sacked.
No, again.
Yes, they have sacked.
They are not. He is not like Sheffield United have sacked their manager.
So is it an interim manager right now?
Yeah, they have an interim manager.
So yeah, see, that's a job location free. It's a championship, and they have all opportunities to come back in again. So why not take Arteta time?
That level, that down, but because why will you go from a top six club to a directly championship type club where you have no idea? Championship is more interesting than Premier League. Let me tell you one thing.
Yes.
I followed this season and. The way this league, that league pans out, like you can never expect what will happen next.
Correct.
No, I follow Norwich City and what a story, you should see. Not see, but you should say like that.
Two teams have been confirmed, I think. Norwich and Watford are coming in. The third team is what everyone is waiting for.
No, third also confirmed. Fulham.
Oh, who is it?
Fulham.
Fulham? Bro, Fulham is in our league still.
Which league?
Asking. Yeah, bro, that is okay. I'm telling inside. Norwich and Watford are coming inside. Who's the third club?
Okay. That will depend on the playoffs.
Championship playoffs, yes.
Yeah. And there are some good teams like Bournemouth is there. Also, there are some like, Bournemouth is there, Swansea is there, Brentford is there. Brentford has been trying for so many years.
Yes.
Barnsley is there, so you never know.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, let's see. So, with that being said, anything else we should discuss?
I think some.
Van Dijk said no to Euros.
Yes, exactly. I was literally going.
Big shock for Netherlands.
Yes, and one more thing is that Laporte play for Spain this season mostly.
For Spain, meaning?
Laporte is a French player, and he's been identified, or he's been, I think, like you know, dual, like you know how Ozil or how Diego Costa was. I think Laporte will be playing for Spain this season.
I didn't know this. Wow.
Yeah, I think I was reading the news somewhere.
And let me just, you know, I'm just, you know, thinking if this happens, this is very... Yeah, it is confirmed, it seems. Apparently,
it's coming. French footballer. French footballer, it is.
Yes,
coming.
But if you slide down, apparently his grandparents were Spanish.
Oh. Okay. I saw.
He's of Spain descendant, and hence he will be playing for Spain. Like how Diego Costa was actually a Brazilian,
but why he wants to leave France national team? He might not start. He won't start, I guess, because Varane is one for sure.
No, I think with France, like with Laporte has been also always been the starter, always, because I remember the Argentina goal, which was given FIFA goal of the season, I think.
That was not Laporte, that was their right back.
I think that is Laporte. No, what? Oh, I think, yeah. I think I'm wrong. Yes. So, yes, see, the thing is, it's not about starting and not starting, because I don't think you stand a chance in Spain either, because with the players in Spain.
Like, second centre back, Eric Garcia was starting, I saw, as far as I know. So, he has a slight better,
maybe,
I guess. So
maybe.
Chance. Because France squad, like second centre back is all, I guess, a third. Rudiger is also on like some form of his life.
Rudiger is in Rudiger. Germany, no?
Sorry, not Rudiger. Who is your...
Zuma.
Zuma is also one of them. Then. He's not the centre back. Kimpembe,
Yes.
So... France team is a very good team.
Yeah, and you know, Spain also has been. So actually, Laporte is switching. I think it's almost confirmed that he'll be switching in the Euros. So let us see. Let us wait and watch.
He has submitted in the request.
Exactly.
So let's see. So I guess that being said, thank you so much, guys.
Yes, I would want to say is, the Champions League final has been moved to Portugal.
Yeah,
it is not going to be conducted in Istanbul or Wembley. It is going to be in Portugal. That is the latest.
It is sad. It didn't make any sense to me by like conducting the Champions League final to Wembley also.
Yeah, exactly, because it is.
It would have taken out the essence of the Champions League. You want your Champions.
And apparently, I think 15% of the fans will be in the stadium or something like that. I heard. I'm not very sure.
Like all Man City fans.
I'm not going to comment anything on that.
Like, it wasn't a rage or something. I remember I saw a video or something, and it was Arsenal fan, I guess. He was telling that, Man City, if you want more fans, then just give us free passes, because I'm pretty sure if 100% fans are allowed in the stadium, there won't be any fans, and I personally don't want Chelsea to win. He was an Arsenal fan. So we'll come and cheer for you. Don't worry, Man City, we are with you. You just go and win and beat the shit out of that Chelsea football club. Hoping, like, yeah, I mean, this is the state of our club right now. Yeah. So yeah. With that being said, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Thank you, Shiv Charan.
Yes.
Peace out and bye, bro.